Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good morning. Afternoon. It's just now afternoon. I was just texting through Facebook. My guest went to voicemail. Try again. Keep trying. You'll get through. What a great show. Only because you're here. I hope you had a good week. Boy, there's so many fun things going on, even though it's settled down a little bit. Today we're going to talk about Indian cuisine if we get my guest on the phone. Her name's Mae Friedel. You know, of all the ailments that I have, I don't have diabetes yet. Emphasis on yet. But I've done a lot of cookbooks that have been made, produced, and marketed in conjunction with the American Diabetes Association. This one's another one, Indian Cuisine, Diabetes Cookbook. And you think, what? Well, Indian food can be not good for someone with diabetes. And if we get Mae on the phone, we'll talk about it with her. She's put together a really cool book, and I think you'll like to hear about that. Before we do that, though, I just refreshed it, reshared it onto my Facebook page, Guy Bauer, and I have two tickets left for Paul McCartney. And less than face value, no convenience fee. They're in section 116, row M. That's our choice seats on the north side of the venue, seats 17 and 18. And recently, a couple of weeks ago, the tickets were selling for $500 on StubHub. For you, $250. Okay? Section 116, row M, 17 and 18. Go check it out. Again, if you want to read about it, look at the invoice. It's go to my Facebook page, Guy Bauer, and you can see that. Two tickets to Paul McCartney. It's next week. Boy, it got here quick. I can't believe that. So do that thing. Have you been to All Things Barbecue's website lately? ATBBQ.com. Great cooking stuff already lined up for next month and the month after. So get on it. And by the way, speaking of steak and barbecues, this is going to be such a fun event. July 15th today. I can't believe I'm not there. But the Steak Cook-Off Association is doing an event down there. And I was going to judge at that. I couldn't make it work. But I'm judging at another event that's coming up in Kansas here. And we're going to have the folks from the Steak Cook-Off Association on. It's in Harper, Kansas, down south near Wellington, and that's coming up in the future. All righty, so this book, again, Indian Cuisine, Diabetes Cookbook, Savory Spices and Bold Flavors from South Asia. Small plug for one of my favorite restaurants. If you haven't been to Kebabs up on North Rock Road behind Jimmy's Diner, make an effort to go. Go at lunchtime. Yes, it's a buffet, but it's probably one of the best I've ever seen, and it gives you an opportunity to taste some of their handiwork. And you can always tell if it's a good Indian restaurant when you walk in and you're overwhelmed with so many different aromatic treats for your nasal cavity. What fun. So this book, I have fixed Indian cuisine at home, not always with the best of luck, but as I look through this book that my guest, Mae Friedel, put together, man, I'm so excited. And she's nice enough to join us, Mae Abraham Friedel. She's a food literacy advocate, meaning we don't have a clue and we probably need someone to tell us. Philanthropist and a founder and CEO of organic spice company, Passion for Spices. By the way, you can check that out at passionforspices.com. And she found some time in here to put together a great book. Mae, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you, Guy. And I'm happy to showcase A Good Life using my techniques of Indian spices.
Well, you know, I look at the cover of your book, and it just the photograph on the cover alone says a lot, because there's so many things that go into making high-quality Indian cuisine, And like you heard me promote kebabs. They don't sponsor my show or anything, but
absolutely,
it's just a gorgeous restaurant, and they do such a great job. Tell us a little bit about you, maybe before we start. You've been in the business for a long time. You've got a great website that promotes some killer Indian spices, passionforspices.com. Tell us about your beginnings and your journey in food.
I was born in Kerala, the spice center of the world, and was fortunate with a rich culinary heritage where all my family members were extremely good cooks. And we grew everything sustainably from rice to paddy, from coconut plantations to spice estates to all types of grains. So I had such an exposure to such good food. And I had an opportunity to come to this country about 25 years ago as a knowledge engineer. I started my life here, and my child, he had immune system issues and everything. And I was not sure what I did. I was caught up in the American way with processed food, and I turned around and I started this journey of introducing my family and friends this knowledge of spices and how to incorporate this in a practical way. The thing is, most of the times it's difficult. As you mentioned, many people are finding it difficult to implement spices in everyday life. But my classes, my food literacy, which means I'm teaching people about the spices, the details of spices, the health benefits of spices, and integrating spices with wholesome food. It can be with making a parathas or kebab, and how you incorporate that by doing the basic techniques like I have showcased in the book, like the ginger garlic paste, which is important to have in your house when you make Indian food. If you don't have that, that's difficult and easy. So you have some basics you need to have in your pantry, like the ginger garlic paste and some spices, the basic spices. You don't have to be really get intimidated with all these many different spices, but start off small, like the turmeric, the black pepper, the smoked paprikas, cinnamon, nutmeg, and things like that. See, what I have done this, launching the Passion for Spices brand, I have showcased two basic spices which people can do in a versatile manner. It can be used in grilling. It can be used in curries. It can be used for soups, salads, and things like that. And my book showcases that. It's a companion spice blend. So if you don't have all these spice blends, you can order my spices online. So the Kerala curry is a basic spice blend you can use in many different dishes, showcased in the book. And the Kashmiri garam masala is a sweet spice which my mom uses for different desserts and things like that. Like we make a rich fruit cake with cinnamon and nutmeg and cardamom and things like that. So these are the things I'm doing in my community all around the country. I'm giving classes, showcasing good life, how to achieve a good life. Passion for spice is a passion for life.
Amen. It's so interesting. My first exposure to high-quality Indian food, believe it or not, was when I lived in England. As you know, any village in England, if it doesn't have a Chinese takeaway and an Indian restaurant, it's just a very small village.
I know.
And then as I travel, and I've traveled all over the world as a pilot for FedEx, I'm always on the hunt because here in the Midwest, a little slow to catch on to the idea that that Indian food is so good. And it's just interesting, the title, and I wasn't making fun of you, but a food literacy advocate, when it comes to Indian food, that's sorely needed because a lot of people just don't even give Indian food a thought, even though now we have a couple great restaurants.
Yeah, it is a lot more than just the spices, the way, the lifestyle. Indian, the people, the way they live, especially in my family, my grandfather was a centenarian. Everybody was focused on food from the childhood. Like, when the child is born, when you're pregnant, when you have a baby, like all these, every part of your lifestyle, we showcase good food. So I'm thankful for that knowledge I have and I wanted to share. It's not just about spices, but the way you live. You grow your own. No processed food in our families. We make our own yogurt to butter to the paneer, which is the cottage cheese. You can see I have made it very simple for people. It takes 10 minutes to make a paneer. And if you make that paneer, you will never eat any other cheese. It's like fresh mozzarella or something. So it's just boiled milk and with lemon juice, and you just put it in a muslin cloth, and you can have fantastic cheese made at home.
Yeah, and it goes in so many great dishes.
Mm-hmm. And it's simple, and it's not only tasty, it's absolutely tasty. I am a gourmet cook, but it's so healthy for you. You can prevent all kinds of illnesses, chronic illnesses. See, that especially with this book, I learned a lot about the guidelines from ADA, that the how to use this book, like by using small quantities of you know, everything they say. You can do even desserts. They said you can eat desserts, but in a smaller quantity, and the guidance by the nutritionist. So you really can design your meals in a fun way, not boring. And that is what I wanted to showcase in this book. And you have a variety of choices. You can make kebabs, to rotis, to soup, to salads, to... So I have showcased many, many varieties. It took me 3.5 years to make this book, and I'm thankful to ADA working with me and doing an excellent job featuring some of these great recipes.
Well, the ADA, you might not have been on yet when I was talking about that, but I've done several of the books that have been done in concert with the American Diabetes Association.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also good. I'm not sure who's I know it's because they select great authors to write their books, but man, you could just scratch off the Diabetes Cookbook and call Indian Cuisine a magnificent cookbook. You know, I mean, it's
yes, it is for everyone, and even preventing illnesses these days. I think I'm traveling to India and everywhere all over the world. The thing is, nowadays the modern families are not cooking,
yeah.
So they are buying things from the streets and creating all kinds of issues in their families, and it is not a good thing. So simple, and they don't know how to cook as well. They are losing the art of cooking. So that's what I'm giving everywhere, presentations, TV shows, book tours. I'm going all around the world to showcase this, and simple, easy cooking practices, which makes your life a good life.
Well, and you know, like I said, when I walk into a restaurant that features Indian cuisine, I can tell right away whether, you know, it's going to be one of my favorites just by the aromas coming from the kitchen and so many different
layers of flavors, I know. And then the techniques are important. Those are the things I'm showcasing in the book, like the tadka, which is like a seasoning of seeds and spices, and then korma, which is nothing but a braising of liquid in different liquids like the coconut milk or cashew-based. So there are different techniques. And as you know, India was influenced by many, many cultures. And it's Indian cuisine, people don't know much about it. The French, the Dutch, the Mughals, and all of them influenced Indian cuisine. And each region, see, the curry myth is actually, to many people, curry is, that's what they know about Indian cuisine. But curry is nothing but a blend of spices, or masala, we call it. And each region has different masalas.
Yep.
For example, the Pondicherry region, where the French colony is, they have something called the Vadouvan spice, which actually is very popular in France. And it's so flavorful. It's like fenugreek and curry leaves and coriander and cumin. And the grandmas used to make these spice balls and dry it in the sun and add it in lamb and things like that. So it's a lot to learn, and I am there to help and guide communities, and I'm traveling all over to showcase this.
Well, let's take a quick break. If you can stay with us, May, we'll come back. I want to talk a little bit about some of the other contents in the book. It's great. If you want to learn more about this book, go to goodlifeguy.com. There's a link there that will take you to May's website, where you can get some of the spices that you'll need to do this. And it's such an important part of this. Passionforspices.com is her website. The book we're talking about is Indian Cuisine, a Diabetes Cookbook. And like I said, you could cross out diabetes. It's so cool. We'll be right back after this short break. And don't forget, we're going to be giving away a copy here in the next break. Don't call yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.